Welcome back to the OU Daily Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 20th day of the month of Sivan, Memorial Day. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dov Winston of the Young Israel of Merrick in Merrick, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Winston slowly reciting our now daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishnah Berurah, Chacholim, and Acheinu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Winston.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Naftali, for inviting me back and for continuing to do such incredible work at the OU. It's very special to be here once again. You know, I, like many of you who are out there listening, have been watching the news and the headlines and with great fear and concern for all the unbelievable things that continue to happen in the world that we're living in. And the times that we are living in continue to be more and more confusing and more difficult with each passing day. And as we, Baruch Hashem, continue to find our way out of this pandemic, we have been reemerging into this oldest pandemic in human history, that of anti-Semitism. And with all of the news lately of attacks on Jews, just walking on the streets and someone wearing a yarmulke just gets hit across the face, and all the anti-Israel rhetoric that we're hearing about, I'd like to share a perspective, perhaps, that we can gain from our parsha that we're going to be reading the Shabbos, God willing, to find some message that we can cling to in the difficult times that we are living in right now. Now, Parsha Shlach, that we're going to be reading this upcoming Shabbos, it has an opening passage that is quite famous. It depicts the heads of the tribes of Israel going to spy out the land of Israel. And we know the story quite well, that these leaders go out and they come back and they speak terrible words about the land of Israel and how we'll never be able to conquer it, that it's not a good land, and the like. And all of the Jewish nation very famously cries that evening. And the Gemara of the Talmud in Tainus tells us that Hashem tells the Jewish people that you're going to cry on this evening over nothing. You have nothing to be crying about. You listen to lies about this land. But now on this evening, since you're crying about nothing, Hashem tells the Jewish people, I'll give you something real to cry about. And that night, of course, was Tisha B'Av, the night that both of our temples, the Batei Mikdashos in Yerushalayim and Jerusalem, were destroyed. And while we open up our parsha with this very difficult and very challenging story, a story with such magnificent significance, we close our parsha with a well-known but seemingly underwhelming commandment, that of tzitzis, the four-cornered garments, the fringes that we wear. And at first glance, these opening and closing portions have nothing to do with one another, right? You have an opening paragraph that's about this major event in history and this commandment that we know well, but that's not exactly a game changer in any sense of the imagination. That is not until Rashi makes an interesting note. You see, the Torah tells us at the end of our parsha, V'hayalachem l'tzitzit u'ri'item oso, u'zichartem es kol mitzvos Hashem. That when you take a look at the tzitzis that you're going to be wearing, at the four-cornered garments, the strings hanging down, you look at them and you remember all the commandments that God has given us, Vasisim osam, and you'll do them below taturu acharei levavchem, v'acharei nichem, and you won't stray. You won't go toward your heart's desires. You won't go to evil or lustful things in this world. Your tzitzis will sort of keep you in check. And Rashi on the spot makes the following comment. He says that the Torah mentions below taturu acharei levavchem, you shall not be taturu after your heart. And Rashi is trying to understand, well, what does the word taturu mean? And he says, actually, although it's a pretty uncommon word in the Torah, we have this word at the beginning of our parsha, when the Torah tells us, mitor ha'aretz, when the spies are touring out, when they are searching out the land. Rashi makes the connection, and he says, just like the spies toured, they searched out the land of Israel, so too we should never search out and follow our heart's darkest desires, and the tzitzis are that which keep us in check. And so based on this odd language connection between tzitzis and the marazim and these spies, it seems that these two unrelated passages actually are two sides of the same coin. We sinned with spying out the land, and now we keep the commandment of tzitzis to rectify this sin. Of course, the question that we have to understand is, why does tzitzis help rectify this terrible sin that takes place? And to answer this, of course, we have to understand what the commandment is actually all about. And the Nesiva Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe, asks this following question about tzitzis. He says that our rabbis tell us that there are many things, many commandments that by themselves are equal to all of the rest of the 613 commandments. He notes that there's a medrash in Shemos Rabbah that says that Shabbos is equal to all commandments. There's a Rambam, Maimonides, and Hilchos Talmud Torah that tells us that learning Torah is equal to all of the 613 commandments. And then he notes that the Gemara in Menachos tells us that tzitzis are equal to all of the other commandments. And at first glance, if we were to think about each of these mitzvos in their own right, each of these commandments, well, we could understand why Shabbos and learning Torah, why these things should be equal to everything else. Shabbos is a day about getting closer to Hashem, connecting to our Creator, to the Almighty. And ultimately, that's what all the mitzvos are about. Learning Torah, we know there's a tradition that tells us that the word, the text of the Torah, is like the soul of God, kivayachol. And essentially what that means is whenever we learn Torah, we connect with the deepest levels of an understanding of what Hashem is all about. So Shabbos and Torah makes a lot of sense that it's equal to all 613 commandments. But tzitzis, wearing a four-cornered garment, why should that be equal to all of the rest of the 613 commandments? And he answers by saying that when you think about tzitzis, the commandment as a whole, the idea that we are meant to wrap ourselves in a garment to cover our entire upper body, to cover really our entire body, we're taking this garment and we're wrapping it around us as if to say that every limb and bone in my body is here right now under this cloak, surrounded by Hashem's presence, and that I am here now to serve Hashem, that every essence of my being is about to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about to serve the Almighty. And when you think about it from that perspective, that tzitzis, these four-cornered garments, cloak us essentially in the presence of God, guide us towards wanting to serve Hashem with more fervor and excitement, it makes sense why this commandment as well would be equal to the rest of the 613 mitzvot that are out there. And with that, we can understand why it's the perfect bookend to the story of the spies. The story of the spies was this major source of disconnection between the Jewish nation and Hashem, and it was essentially the entire nation getting up there and rejecting God. When every single one of them cried that evening, after hearing the reports of the spies, they were pushing God away. And therefore, we see that tzitzis are meant to do two things. Number one, they help us atone for pushing God away from ourselves by making sure that we are constantly allowing our entire body to be consumed by serving Him. And I would also add, number two, that they're meant to remind ourselves that when we feel distant from God, perhaps when we even feel that Hashem is pushing us away, when we feel scared or not connected, that we have to put on the metaphorical tzitzis, that we have to wrap ourselves in the presence of God and give ourselves up to His will. You know, the number one response that I think many of us have seen throughout all of the recent anti-Semitic attacks is that there's been a tremendous push for action. Go to this rally, text this senator, do this and do that, and I continue to encourage my shul to do these things daily. We have to continue to show up and show how we will never stand for acts of violence against our people. But sometimes I think that we forget that all of the battles that the Jewish nation fights need to be fought on two fronts. We have to stand up for ourselves. We have to physically fight for what's right. But we also need to turn to Hashem. We need to talk to God. We need to daven to God. We need to say, Hashem, I'm afraid. I need you. I'm not sure I feel comfortable walking outside in clothing that identifies me as a Jew. I don't know what's going to be. And we need to wrap ourselves up in these metaphorical tzitzis of Hashem's presence to allow ourselves to be drawn into and consumed by the love of Hashem. And through these two things, God willing, through showing up at rallies and by taking action, and simultaneously while strengthening our relationship with the Almighty, will Be'ezrat Hashem be victorious on all of the attacks against us, both physical and spiritual, that we'll be able to overcome every single one of them. And we pray that Hashem will give us the strength to stand up and fight all of these things on both the physical and the spiritual plane. We'll continue now with reciting Tehillim, reciting some Psalms, the first paragraph, Chaf, paragraph 20. Lam natsayach mizmor l'David, yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, u'mitzion yisadeka, yizkor kol menchosecha, v'yolascha yedashna sela, yiten lecha chavavecha v'chol atascha yimalei. Neranena v'yeshua secha, v'shem Eloheinu nitgol, yimalei Adonai kol meshalosecha. Ata yadati ki oshia Adonai meshicho, Yaneu Mishme Katsho Bigboros Yisha Imino Eleva Recheb Eleva Susim Vanachno Beshim Adonai Elohino Nasir Hima Karu Vinafalu Vanachno Kamnu Vanesodad Adonai Hoshia Hamelach Yaneinu Vyom Karinu. Paragraph Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor the David, Adonai roi lo echzar, binos teshe yarbitzini, ame menuchos inahalini, nashi yeshuvid, yankhini, the madle tzedek, the ma'an shemo, gam ki eleich begates al maves, lo irara ki ata imadi, shiftecha mishantecha, hima yinachamuni, Taroch lefanai shulchan, neged tzoverai, Dishanta v'ashem en roshi, kosi revaya, Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni, kol yimei chayai, V'shakti b'veis Adonai, liorech yamim. Kuf Chaf Aleph 1:21. Shir lamalos, esa einai el heharim, me'ayin yevo ezri. Ezri mi'im Adonai, osei shamayim v'aret. Al yitein lamod raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha, yadinecha. Yomam Hashemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmar seifcha v'oecha me'ata v'yad olam. And finally, Kuf Lamed 130. Shir hamalos mimamakim kirasicha Adonai.
Adonai Shema Bekoli Tiyan Aznecha Kashuvuch Bekol Tachanunai Im Avonos Tishmayah Adonai Miyamod Kimcha Haslicha Adman Tivarei Kivisi Adonai Kivsa Nafshi Vilidvaro Hochalti Nafshi L'Adonai Mishomrim LaBoker Shomrim LaBoker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kim Adonai Achesed V'Arbeim Ofidus V'Hu Yifdeit Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. We continue now with the Mishaberach for the Cholim, the prayer for the sick. Mishaberach Avosinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Ivrich Rapes Acholim Me'atacholos. Bavur, Shemis Palim Bavuram, Bisharda Karasparachu, Himalay Rachamim Alehem, Lachli Mamu Naposam Lachazikam Lachayosam, Vishlach Lehem Mehira Rafua Shlima, Minashamayim, Ramachi Varehem, Uchisaki Dehem, Bisok Sharko Israel Rafua Sanefesh Rafu Sagos, Hasha Bagalav Mankari, Vinomar, Amen. We conclude with a paragraph of Achinu. Achinu Kobis Yisrael, Hanasunim Bitsara Ubishibya, Haom Dimit Bin Bayam Ubin Bayabasha, Hamakom Yirachem Alehem Viyotin Mitsara Lirbacha, Umiafila Liora, Mishibod Lagula, Hashta Bagala Ubizman Karib, Vinomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Winston. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts, safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered. Latova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as you will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Roy Feldman, Congregation Beth Abram Jacob, and Albany, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.